Matthew 13. And that same day Jesus went out from the house and sat down by the sea, and great crowds were gathered together to him, so that going on board ship himself he sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the shore. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some grains fell along the way, and the birds came and devoured them. And others fell upon the rocky places, where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprang up out of the ground because of not having any depth of earth. But when the sun rose, they were burned up, and because of not having any root, were dried up. And others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. And others fell upon the good ground, and produced fruit, 100, 160, and 130. He that has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came up and said to him, Why speakest thou to them in parables? And he answering said to them, Because to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens, but to them it is not given. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall be caused to be in abundance. But he who has not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. For this cause I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not understand. And in them is filled up the prophecy of Esaias, which says, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and beholding ye shall behold, and not see. For the heart of this people has grown fat, and they have heard heavily with their ears, and they have closed their eyes as asleep, lest they should see with the eyes, and hear with the ears, and understand with the heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which ye behold, and did not see them, and to hear the things which ye hear, and did not hear them. Ye therefore hear the parable of the sower. From every one who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and catches away what was sown in his heart. This is he that was sown by the wayside. But he that is sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, but has no root in himself, but is for a time only. And when tribulation or persecution happens on account of the word, he is immediately offended. And he that is sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, and the anxious care of this life and the deceit of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that is sown upon the good ground, this is he who hears and understands the word, who bears fruit also, and produces 100, 160, and 130. Another parable he set before them, saying, The kingdom of the heavens has become like a man sowing good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came in, and sowed darnel amongst the wheat, and went away. But when the blade shot up and produced fruit, then appeared the darnel also. And the bondman of the householder came up and said to him, Sir, hast thou not sown good seed in thy field? Whence then has it darnel? And he said to them, A man that is an enemy has done this. And the bondman said to him, Wilt thou then that we should go and gather it up? But he said, No, lest in gathering the darnel ye should root up the wheat with it. Suffer both to grow together unto the harvest. And in the time of the harvest I will say to the harvestmen, Gather first the darnel, and bind it into bundles to burn it. But the wheat bring together into my granary. Another parable set he before them, saying, The kingdom of the heavens is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is less indeed than all the seeds, but when it is grown is greater than herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the heaven come and roost in its branches. He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of the heavens is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until it had been all leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and without a parable he did not speak to them, so that that should be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the world's foundation. Then, having dismissed the crowds, he went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Expound to us the parable of the darnel of the field." But he answering said, "He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom. But the darnel are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who has sowed it is the devil. And the harvest is the completion of the age, and the harvestmen are angels. As then the darnel is gathered and is burned in the fire, thus it shall be in the completion of the age. The Son of Man shall send his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all offenses, and those that practice lawlessness, and they shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He that has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of the heavens is like a treasure hid in the field, which a man having found has hid, and for the joy of it goes and sells all, whatever he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, and having found one pearl of great value, he went and sold all, whatever he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a seine, which has been cast into the sea, and which has gathered together of every kind, which, when it has been filled, having drawn up on the shore and sat down, they gathered the good into vessels and cast the worthless out. Thus shall it be at the completion of the age. The angels shall go forth and sever the wicked from the midst of the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." Jesus says to them, "Have ye understood all these things?" They say unto him, "Yea, Lord." And he said to them, "For this reason every scribe, discipled to the kingdom of the heavens, is like a man that is a householder, who brings out of his treasure things new and old." And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he withdrew thence. And having come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished, and said, "Whence has this man this wisdom and these works of power? Is not this the son of the carpenter? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things?" And they were offended in him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor unless in his country and in his house." And he did not there many works of power because of their unbelief.